Hello, this is Amber. I do a show at KSSU.com Thursdays at 10 over at University Union, Sac State. And I'm starting a podcast called The Right Button. Hello, how are you? Today I wanted to talk about Medjugorje. And I first came across Medjugorje, it was my mother who had told me about the place, and she picked up a magazine, but there was nothing in the magazine about Medjugorje. It was just a number of photographs. And one of the center focuses was the big, it's a huge cement cross that is looming at the top of the mountain. And I don't remember if they focused on the kids in the article, but it was a number of photographs around the mountain and the hillside. So I just kind of put it aside. That had to have been maybe 1990, maybe 4 or 5. And so about 10 years later, in 2005, I'm going to yard sales and I find a book by one Father Joseph A. Pelletier. He's a priest. Let me see. It says, oh, I'm not sure what parish, but he wrote a book called The Queen of Peace Visits Medjugorje. Now, I started reading the book and it only took me about maybe a month just, focusing on it. And I think it was November because we went to Las Vegas, so I had a lot of reading time and I took the book with me. And that was in 05, 2005. And I learned a lot. Everything you wanted to know about Medjugorje was in there. Now, the story of Medjugorje, if I'm understanding this correctly, we have a one pope named, oops, named John Paul II, and he had just newly been elected. So what it says here, now if anybody remembers or has looked up the history, John Paul II was shot on May 13, 1981. He was shot twice, it says here, at St. Peter's Square in Vatican City by one Muhammad Ali. Is it Asaga? The Pope was seriously wounded and lost a lot of blood. Now, what was specific about him being shot is where we have the panes of glass to protect. It's called the Pope Mobile, where the Pope's riding around, he's got glass around him. That's where that came from, to protect high walls of glass around our Pope, no matter who he is. Let's see. And then, according to this book, let me see, I dropped it. Here we go. Pelletier writes that the first day in a place called Medjugorje, it's the other side of that, the dark, what is it, the Dark Sea? I don't know. I know I saw it here somewhere. But there's like this big ocean in between. Oh, no, it's the Adriatic Sea. They have a map. And on one side is Italy, where the Pope resides in Rome. And then you had the Adriatic Sea. And then, of course, Yugoslavia. Now, what was specific about the bullet was John Paul II credits Our Lady of Fatima in helping guide the bullet from his vital organs, so he ended up being one of the longest living popes known to us. Not funny. I mean, just devoured my whole lifetime. It's yeah, it was bad. He was with us a very long time, and of course he suffered for, he had Parkinson's, I think, and he sucked it up, did the right thing. He just led the way. It's hard being old, and then having a sickness to boot that is not very dignified. So anyway, on here, Pelletier states that in June of 1981 on the 24th day, which is Saint John the Baptist Day, there are 6 years that witnessed a vision of Our Lady up in the hillside of Mount Podbrdo. I don't know how to say it. Podbrdo. And that's in Yugoslavia territory. So I'm reading through this book, and it has a lot of little bits of information that I think was really kind of neat to know about people in my lifetime. There's a mention of one Mother Teresa who was very influential through my lifetime. Anybody who was anybody would know about her and her self-giving to those who just needed a bed to stay in, a little bit of food to have, you know. So it has, let me see, Pelletier's book, I think, oh, it says 1985, I think was the first printing. So it has a lot of stuff, and one of the most profound things in that story that Pelletier wrote about, Father Pelletier talks about, it was confession, going to confession, and the need, the importance of it to be able to unload your soul over your sins. And it was just really profound. It was like kind of a miracle thing. And then I have this locution. It's kind of weird to talk about, but over here in Roseville, California, we have a church called St. Clair's in Roseville, California, and there is a propagation for the faith on the sainthood of Carlo Acutis, who championed the Sacred Heart. And according to the priests, they're hoping to have a little pilgrimage chapel, like little side, statue area that people can come visit and pray over there at St. Clair's. Now, I had a locution involving Medjugorje and confession, and it was down south of there at a place called St. Lawrence Church in North Highlands. So you might want to check out that one too if you come out to go to St. Clair's. And you know when it's true. I was listening to an NDE. I think his name is Ian McCormick on YouTube. And you know when somebody's true and when they're not. And he said he had a lawyer, and he says one of the things you look for, is it coherent? Is it the same thing all the time? And, because even if it's chopped up, if they're telling the truth, if they hit all the facts, if they're lying, it'll vergate, or they can't remember everything that was important to the story, or, just doesn't make sense. So, anyway, oh, an NDE, by the way, is a person who passes away, like in a hospital. You're sick, you die in the hospital, clinically dead, wrote up a certificate for you, you're gone, you're going to the morgue, but then something brings you back, and usually it's the story of Jesus. If it doesn't have Jesus or Mary or a saint involved, Catholic saint, then it might not be true. So always pay attention to that, and then what they say on NDE. So some of them are kind of weird stories, so you know it's true and you know it's not. But anyway, I'm pretty confident in Ian McCormick's story. There was another one, Jack Marie Smith, who passed away a while ago, and Sandra Abrams. She talks about a lot of stuff that, if you're really interested, I believe credible, on one of her videos in under NDE, capital N, capital D, capital E, near death experience. And she had a lot of things. She had pro-life, the angels that she heard talking, and messages that came that, anybody wouldn't want to know about or might be important to your life. So if you want to check that out. Let's see. Oh, and the other book I have here. If I got get off track, I apologize. I'm just doing this off the top of my head and, trying to get all the information out there. And if I'm stumbling on my arms, I'm sorry. Just trying to make sure I get all the information so that you're aware of what I'm talking about, or if you want to look it up, to verify, it's always a good idea. But anyway, I had the NDE over at St. Lawrence because I was thinking about confession, because I have this book by Father Pelletier. But this other book I found, it's called Magigori, The Message, and it's by a man named Wayne Weibel. Now, he was a Protestant and he was divorced. And I do remember that it stands out to me too. That was another issue. He was going to Magicori. He was a writer. He was able to put a newsletter out. Had like an encounter with the Holy Spirit and devoted himself to Magicori, trying to get the message out to people. One of the things he talked about, which I thought was kind of fit Magicori perfectly, is he's a Protestant. Goes over to Medjugorje and is so filled with Holy Spirit, he wants to go to confession, but he's not allowed because he's not baptized. And let's see, I guess he told the priest, but he did go to confession, as a Protestant. So there's that. And it's in his story. Our Lady, Queen of Peace. Oh, and another specific thing. One of the major prayers, everybody has a specific prayer. Magigori started off with Hail, Holy Queen. It's the final prayer of the rosary. And that always stood out to me as being an important little thing that you need to know about the miracle over there. The good news is the Pope has allowed at least 1 week of the visions to be authenticated and verified. And if you look on YouTube, they have a live little stream that you can look and peek in at the church. It's called St. James in Magicori. And you can see what it looks like. And they have little prayer vigils. And there are people all through these stories that have gone out there. But because of the communism at the time when it started in 81, and the problems with keeping records, a lot of the miracles at the time weren't verified, but there is loads and loads of stories. Also, if you are interested, there is a website that there are messages that come up once a month. They stopped with the second of the month, but the 25th of every month, there's a message from Our Lady from Magicori, and I'm pretty sure, confident that the church has taken notice. So, anyway, my thoughts on Magicori for today. And if you want to look it up, or if you need a little prayer boost, Magicori, might be a good place. I usually sign out with Charlie, but this is Amber, and you're listening to The Right Button. Or Charlie, from KSSU. I do. I gotta leave school soon. I've been there 2 years, I think. So, or almost 2 years. So, anyway, have a good day. Have a blessed day. And don't forget your prayers.